Hi there, this is chapter 17. Regulations. There is 120 questions in this chapter. Number 1. Which of the following statements is not correct? A person may decode an encrypted subscription programming signal and transmit it to the public. Number 2. Which of the following is not correct? The minister may suspend a radio authorization with no notice or opportunity to make representation thereto. Number 3. Which of the following statements is not correct? A radio inspector may enter a dwelling without the consent of the occupant and without a warrant. Number 4. The minister may suspend or revoke a radio authorization without notice where the holder has failed to comply with a request to pay fees or interest due. Number 5. The fee for an operator certificate is free. Number 6. The amateur radio operator certificate should be retained at the address notified to Industry Canada. 7. Out of amateur band transmissions, our prohibited penalties could be assessed to the control operator. 8. If an amateur pretends there is an emergency and transmit the word Mayday, what is this called? False or deceptive signals. 9. A person found guilty of transmitting a false distress signal or interfering with or obstructing any radio communication without lawful cause may be liable on summary conviction to a penalty of a fine not exceeding $5,000 or a prison term of 1 year or both. 10. Which of the following is not an exception from the penalties under the Act for divulging, intercepting, or using information obtained through radio communications other than broadcasting, where it is to provide information for a journalist? 11. Radio communications transmitted by stations other than a broadcasting station may be divulged or used if it's transmitted by an amateur station. 12. The holder of an amateur radio operator certificate with basic qualifications is limited to a maximum of watts when exposed as direct current input power to the anode or collector circuit of the transmitter stage supplying radio frequency energy to the antenna. 250. 13. What kind of payment is allowed for third-party messages sent by an amateur station? No payment of any kind is allowed. 14. The operator of an amateur station shall not demand or accept remuneration in any form in respect of a radio communication that the person transmits or receives. 15. What amount of transmitter power must radio amateurs use at all times? The minimum legal power necessary to communicate. 16. The licensee of an amateur station may operate radio-controlled models on all frequencies above 30 megahertz. 17. The DC power input to the anode or collector circuit of the final RF stage of a transmitter used by a holder of an amateur radio operator certificate with advanced qualifications shall not exceed 1,000 watts. 18. The call sign of a Canadian amateur radio station would normally start with the letters VA, VE, VO, or VY. 19. If you let another amateur with additional qualifications than yours control your station, what operating privileges are allowed? Only the privileges allowed by your qualifications. 20. A person operating a Canadian amateur station is forbidden to communicate with amateur stations of another country when that country has notified the International Telecommunications Union that it objects to such communications. 21. One of the following is not considered to be communications on behalf of a third party, even though the message is originated by or addressed to a non-amateur. Messages originated from Canadian Forces Affiliated Radio Services, or CFARS. 22. What is the maximum transmitting output power an amateur station may use on 3,750 kHz if the operator has basic and 5 words per minute qualifications? 560 watts PEP output for SSB operation. 23. The maximum DC input to the final stage of an amateur transmitter when the operator is the holder of both the basic and advanced qualifications is 1,000 watts. 24. How often must an amateur station be identified? At least every 30 minutes and at the beginning and at the end of a contact. 25. Amateur third-party communications is the transmission of non-commercial or personal messages to or on behalf of a third party. 26. What is the maximum authorized bandwidth within the frequency range of 50 to 148 MHz? 30 kHz. 27. Only one band of amateur frequencies has a maximum allowed bandwidth of less than 6 kHz. That band is 10.1 to 10.15 MHz. 28. International communications on behalf of third parties may be transmitted by an amateur station only if the countries concerned have authorized such communications. 29. What is the most FM transmitter power a holder of only basic qualifications may use on 147 MHz? 250 watt DC input. 30. If you are the control operator at a station of another amateur who has additional qualifications to yours, what operating privileges are you allowed? Only the privileges allowed by your qualifications. 31. The bandwidth of an amateur station shall be determined by measuring the frequency band occupied by that signal at the level of blank dB below the maximum amplitude of that signal. 26. 32. One of the following is not considered to be communications on behalf of a third party, even though the message may be originated by or addressed to a non-amateur. Messages that originate from the United States Military Affiliated Radio System, or MARS. 33. Which of the following statements is not correct? Canadian radio amateur may pass third-party traffic with all duly licensed amateur stations in any country which is a member of the ITU. 34. The operator of an amateur station who is the holder of a basic qualifications shall ensure that the station power, when expressed as RF output power measured across an impedance-matched load, does not exceed 560 watts peak envelope power for the transmitters producing any type of single sideband emission. 35. Except for one band, the maximal bandwidth of an amateur station's transmission allowed below 28 MHz is 6 kHz. 36. In Canada, radio amateurs may use which of the following for radio control of models? All amateur frequency bands above 30 MHz. 37. When may an amateur transmit unidentified communications? Never, except to control a model craft. 38. What language may you use when identifying your station? English or French? 39. Radio amateurs may use their stations to transmit international communications on behalf of a third party only if such communications have been authorized by the countries concerned. 40. Single sideband is not permitted in the band 10.1 to 10.15 MHz. 41. What is the maximum transmitting power an amateur station may use for SSB operation on 7055 kHz of the operator has basic and 12 words per minute qualifications? 560 watts PEP output. 42. Which of the following call signs is a valid Canadian amateur radio call sign? VA3XYZ. 43. In addition to passing the basic written examination, what must you do before you are allowed to use amateur frequencies below 30 MHz? You must pass a Morse code or advanced test or attain a mark of 80% on the basic exam. 44. What identification, if any, is required when two amateur stations end their communications? Each station must transmit its own call sign. 45. If a non-amateur friend is using your station to talk to somebody in Canada and a foreign station breaks in to talk to your friend, what should you do? Have your friend wait until you find out if Canada has a third-party agreement with the foreign station's government. 46. The maximum bandwidth of an amateur station's transmission allowed in the band 144 to 148 MHz is 30 kHz. 47. What do you transmit to identify your amateur station? Your call sign. 48. The maximum bandwidth of an amateur station's transmission allowed in the band 28 to 29.7 MHz is 20 kHz. 49. Maximum bandwidth of an amateur station's transmission allowed in the band 50 to 54 MHz is 30 kHz. 50. If you let an unqualified third party use your amateur station, what must you do at your station's control point? You must continuously monitor and supervise the third party's participation. 51. The department that is responsible for the administration of the Telecommunications Act is Industry Canada. 52. Authority to make radio communication regulations is derived from the Radio Communication Act. 53. The amateur radio service is defined in the Radio Communications Regulations. 54. Authority to make standards for the operation of radio stations in the amateur radio service is derived from the Radio Communication Act. 55. When operating on frequencies below 148 MHz, the frequency stability must be comparable to the crystal control. 56. All amateur stations, regardless of the mode of transmission used, must be equipped with a reliable means of determining the operating radio frequency. 57. Canada is located in ITU Region 2. 58. Australia, Japan, and Southeast Asia are in which ITU region? 3. 59. The maximum percentage of modulation permitted in the use of radio telephony by an amateur station is 100%. 60. What type of messages may be transmitted to an amateur station in a foreign country? Messages of a technical nature or personal remarks of relative unimportance. 61. Which of the following is not a provision of the ITU radio regulations which applies to Canadian radio amateurs? Transmissions between countries shall not include any messages of technical nature or remarks of a personal character. 62. The fee for taking amateur radio certificate examinations at an Industry Canada office is $20 per qualification. 63. A Canadian radio amateur operating his station in the state of Florida is subject to which frequency band limits? Those applicable to U.S. radio amateurs. 64. The operator of an amateur station shall ensure that communications are limited to messages of a technical or personal nature. 65. The ITU radio regulations limit those radio amateurs who have not demonstrated proficiency in Morse code to frequencies above none of the above. 66. Radio telephone signals in a frequency band below blank megahertz cannot be automatically retransmitted unless these signals are received from a station operated by a person qualified to transmit on frequencies below the above frequency. 29.5 MHz. 67. Which of the following statements is not correct? A disabled candidate must pass a normal amateur radio certificate examination before being granted any qualification. 68. The maximum percentage of modulation permitted in the use of radio telephony by an amateur station is 100%. 69. An unmodulated carrier may be transmitted only for brief tests on frequencies below 30 MHz. 70. A Canadian radio amateur operating his station 7 kilometers or 4 miles offshore from the coast of Florida is subject to which frequency band limits? Those applicable to U.S. radio amateurs. 71. An amateur station using radio telephony must install a device for indicating or preventing overmodulation. 72. In addition to complying with the Act and Radio Communication Regulations, Canadian radio amateurs must also comply with the regulations of the International Telecommunication Union. 73. A reliable means to prevent or indicate overmodulation must be employed at an amateur station if radio telephony is used. 74. The fee for taking examinations for amateur radio operator certificates by an accredited volunteer examiner is to be negotiated between examiner and candidate. 75. Which of the following statements is not correct? Radio telephone signals may be transmitted in the 21 MHz band when received in a VHF band from a station operated by a person with only basic qualifications. 76. Which of these statements about erection of an antenna structure is not correct? A radio amateur may erect any size antenna structure without consulting neighbors or the local land use authority. 77. In which international telecommunication region is Canada? 2. 78. Which of these statements is not correct? The fee for taking an examination for an amateur radio operator certificate at an Industry Canada office is $5 per qualification. 79. Where a friend is not the holder of any type of radio operator certificate, you, as the holder of an amateur radio operator certificate with basic qualifications, may, on behalf of your friend, not install, place in operation, modify, repair, maintain, or permit the operation of the radio apparatus. 80. What must you do to notify your mailing address changes? Contact Industry Canada and provide details of your address change. 81. Whenever a change of address is made, Industry Canada must be advised of any change in postal address. 82. What age must you be to hold an amateur radio operator certificate with basic qualifications? There are no age limits. 83. Which examinations must be passed before an amateur radio operator certificate is issued? Basic. The holder of an amateur radio operator certificate may build transmitting equipment for the use in the amateur radio service, provided that the person has the advanced qualifications. 85. Which of the following cannot be discussed on an amateur net? Business planning. 86. When is a radio amateur allowed to broadcast information to the general public? Never. 87. When may false or deceptive amateur signals or communications be transmitted? Never. 88. Which of the following one-way communications may not be transmitted in the amateur service? Broadcasts intended for the general public. 89. Transmissions of a secret code by the operator of an amateur station is not permitted. 90. A radio amateur may be engaged in communications that include the transmissions of Q signals. 91. Which type of station may transmit one-way communications? Beacon station. 92. In order to install any radio apparatus to be used specifically for receiving and automatically retransmitting radio telephone communications within the same frequency band, a radio amateur must hold an amateur radio operator certificate with a minimum of the qualifications basic and advanced. 94. In order to install any radio apparatus to be used specifically for a club station, the radio operator must hold an amateur radio operator certificate with the minimum of the following qualifications, basic and advanced. 95. In order to install or operate a transmitter or RF amplifier that is not commercially manufactured for use in the amateur service, a radio amateur must hold an amateur operator certificate with the minimum of which certificate qualifications? Basic and advanced. 96. Who is responsible for the proper operation of an amateur station? Both the control operator and the station licensee. 97. The owner of an amateur station may permit any person to operate the station under supervision and in the presence of the holder of the amateur operator certificate. 98. The holder of an amateur radio certificate with the basic qualification is authorized to operate the following stations. A station authorized in the amateur service. 99. Holders of which of the following certificates may be issued an amateur radio operator certificate? Radio, Canadian Radio Communication Operator General Certificate Maritime, or RGMC. 100. An amateur station may be used to communicate with stations operated under similar authorizations. 101. Which of the following is not correct? A radio amateur may not operate or permit to be operated a radio apparatus which he knows is not performing to the radio communications regulations. 102. Which of the following is not correct? An amateur radio operator transmitting unnecessary or offensive signals does not violate accepted practice. 103. Some VHF and UHF radios purchased for use in the amateur service can also be programmed to communicate on frequencies used for land mobile service. Under what conditions is this permissible? The radio is certified under proper radio standard specification for use in Canada and is licensed by Industry Canada on the specific frequencies. 104. You wish to develop and use a new digital encoding technique to transmit data over amateur spectrum. Under what conditions is this permissible? When the encoding technique is published in the public domain. 105. When may an amateur station in a two-way communication transmit a message in a secret code in order to obscure the meaning of the communication? Only when the encoding or cipher is not secret. 106. In the amateur radio service, business communications are not permitted under any circumstances. 107. The amateur radio service is authorized to share a portion of what industrial, scientific, medical, ISM band that is heavily used by license-exempt devices. 2,300 to 2,450 megahertz. 108. International third-party amateur radio communications in case of emergency or disaster relief is expressly permitted unless specifically prohibited by the foreign administration concerned. 109. One of the following is not considered to be communications on behalf of a third party, even though the message is originated by or addressed to a non-amateur. Messages that originate from the U.S. Military Auxiliary Radio System, MARS. 110. Which of the following is the most powerful equipment if the holder of a basic with honor certificate can legally operate at full power? 160 watts carrier power VHF amplifier. 111. Which of the following statements is false? A candidate with insufficient knowledge of English or French may be accompanied by an interpreter. 112. Who has authority over antenna installations, including masts and towers? The Ministry of Industry, or IC. 113. If you are planning to install or modify an antenna system, under what conditions may you not be required to contact land use authorities to determine public consultation requirements? When an exclusion criteria defined by Industry Canada applies. 114. The land use authority has not established a process for public consultation for antenna systems. The radio amateur planning to install or modify an amateur antenna system must fulfill the public consultation requirements set out in Canada's default public consultation process unless the land use authority excludes their type of proposal from consultation or it is excluded by Industry Canada's process. 115. Which is not an element of the Industry Canada public consultation process for antenna systems? Participating in public meetings on the project. 116. The default public consultation process for antenna systems requires proponents to address reasonable and relevant concerns provided in writing within the 30-day public commitment period. 117. Where a municipality has developed a public consultation process which the following options best describes all circumstances when public consultation is not required. Exclusions listed in either CPC-2-0-03 or the local land use authority. 118. Where the proponent and stakeholder other than the general public will reach an impasse over a proposed antenna system, the final decision will be made by Industry Canada. 119. In general, what is the tallest amateur antenna system excluded from the requirements to consult with the land use authority and public where there is a land use authority defined public consultation process? The taller of the height exclusion of the land use authority public consultation process in Industry Canada's antenna sitting procedures. 120. Where a land use authority or municipality has established a public consultation process for antenna systems, who determines how the public consultation process should take place? The land use authority or municipality.